You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today we are visiting with Priscilla Steffen, who is a certified healthy living expert who supports busy entrepreneurs in living vibrant and joyous lives by embracing a sweet path to wellness and success. As a busy entrepreneur, you do feel like you're sacrificing yourself, your happiness, and your life and relationships in the name of business success. Is that not correct? Now, do you feel frustrated because you actually got into business to have more health, wealth, and happiness, not less? Most women in business have big goals and want to create a big impact in the world, yet somewhere along the way, the overwhelming to-do list and exhausting work hours creeped in, and now you find yourself wondering what happened to the freedom, joy, and fulfillment you were originally seeking. You are not alone, and hope is not lost. It's time to awaken and embody the healthy entrepreneur within. Whether you've put on a few pounds or you're ignoring more dire health warning signs, or are in denial altogether, you cannot afford to put your health off for another minute in the name of business success. When you unlock the sweet path to success, you'll embody the five healthy habits of the highly successful entrepreneur. During this interview with Priscilla Steffen, she will reveal how she went from burned out to fulfilled and living a happy and healthy life as an entrepreneur, even during her first year in business. The number one mistake most entrepreneurs are making that's costing them their health and their income. The five healthy habits of highly successful entrepreneurs that create more joy, freedom, and fulfillment in your life, starting right now. And a four-minute coaching exercise that will help you see possibilities for more income and more joy in your life that exist not tomorrow, but right now. Priscilla, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN.
Thank you. Hi, Eric. Hi, everyone.
Hello, and good morning to you. Glad you came out because this is a perfect fit for this show. So first of all, what led you to become a certified health coach and supporting women entrepreneurs globally embrace their sweet path to wellness and fulfilling success?
Great question, Eric. Well, for over 20 years, I struggled with emotional eating, endless yo-yo dieting, and body confidence, and multiple high-pressure and stressful jobs in corporate America, including as an event planner for a top New York City investment bank, really magnified my disordered relationship to food. And my ways of handling stress had become exhausting and unsustainable, and I had to develop a new and healthy relationship to food and my body. And that led me to go on a personal journey to wellness, and eventually to nutrition school. I went to the Institute for Integrative Nutrition here in New York, where I studied under some really amazing masters in the fields of holistic health, and some of these names some people might know, like Dr. Deepak Chopra, Dr. Mark Hyman, Dr. Andrew Weil, and others. And I became a certified holistic health coach, and really I wanted to support so many other women, both in the corporate world, where I had been struggling, and now women entrepreneurs specifically, really embrace a sweeter path to body confidence, to joy, and to creating a more healthy relationship with food so that they can thrive and fuel their bodies and ultimately fuel their careers and their lives in a more meaningful way without diets, deprivation, or just hating themselves along the process. So that's kind of a synopsis of it all.
And why do you believe so strongly that health is the number one way to catapult our business success?
Eric, you said it right in the introduction, right? Good health is the foundation for everything we do, including our business success. Because let's face it, it's kind of cliche, but some of us really don't give it the attention it deserves. Without our health, we are no good to ourselves, to our families, to our businesses, and to the world for that matter. When we have health, we have energy. We have focus, creativity, endurance, And we just enjoy life so much more. And what we tend to do, as you said in the introduction, is that we just kind of go, go, go at a million miles an hour, often at the expense of our bodies and our health. And at some point, our bodies can't take that anymore. So the health is, it's everything. Because most of us, whether we do it consciously or not, we make a decision to put valuable aspects of our lives, like our health, our family, and our social life, on hold in pursuit of that dream of financial freedom and entrepreneurial success. But ultimately, there is a breaking point, and our bodies won't take it. And I'm here to help women avoid burnout, because I've been there, and it's not a pretty place to be. And that's why I'm also excited to be sharing in a few moments some of the five healthy habits of highly successful people and / entrepreneurs, so that we can stay healthy and we can also thrive and we can enjoy the ride to success as well.
Now, you support your clients in having more fuel, fun, and freedom in their lives. Tell us more about that, if you would.
Absolutely. Listen, I'm all about us having more fulfillment in our lives. Right? Because that's what's, I think, really the key to success, is feeling fulfilled from the inside out. And to me, it's a three-pronged approach. Fuel first. We have to fuel our minds and our bodies with good nutrition, and that comes from healthy foods and making some sustainable lifestyle changes. And I have a holistic approach. You've got to fuel your body with healthy foods that will give you healthy mind, healthy body, healthy spirit. Second, you've got to have fun. You have to enjoy your life in the process, and that starts with taking very good care of ourselves. Self-care, especially for women, is a touchy issue. We give to everyone else and often to ourselves last. And fun also means having a sense of community and friendships and laughter and joy in your day-to-day life, and adding more pleasure as well. Most of us, unfortunately, as adults, are so bogged down by all the tasks that we have to do that we forgot what we'd like to do for fun, you know, and kind of bringing that childhood wonder into our lives again, I think, is so important. And it doesn't have to cost a lot or take a lot of time. And the last one is freedom, right? As entrepreneurs and as people, we want to have time to do the things we love. And I really help women entrepreneurs have freedom around their time management. And I help them get it very clear on their top priorities and on their five main values, and we make sure that their schedule and their lives revolve around those priorities and those values. And then everything else gets delegated out slowly but surely. So fuel, fun, and freedom equals fulfillment. That's the plan.
I like it all with the F in the front there.
You noticed.
I did. Everyone. We are joined by Priscilla Steffen this morning. She is a certified healthy living expert who supports busy entrepreneurs in living vibrant and joyous lives by embracing a sweet path to wellness and success here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Can you share with us what the five healthy habits for business success are and how we can start implementing those right away?
Absolutely. So habit number one is to create a healthy mindset. I want you to really make sure to feed your mind healthy affirmations and intentions daily so that you can stay focused on your goals and on really creating solutions and not staying focused on the fears and the problems, because some of us have such recurring negative recordings going off in our head all the time that we don't even notice how automatic they are. And most of the time we're feeding ourselves negative thoughts. My body's ugly. I'm so tired. I can't get through it. I'm so afraid. I don't know what to do. And all of that bogs us down with negative energy. So what if you started the day with an intention that would say, my body is healthy, my mind is focused, I will create great things today. And then all of that, you know, gets you to focus on something healthy, on something that's positive and good for you. Because we always have the chance to look at the glass half empty or half full. Look at it half full and give it some healthy, positive things to focus on. So habit number one is to create a healthy mindset. And I'm going to squeeze in another one, which is if you have a hard time kind of doing that on your own, it's really important to hire a coach, whether it's a health coach like myself, a business coach, someone that can really support you along the way to live a healthy life and to keep you supported. Healthy habit number two alludes to the freedom aspect of what I was saying before, which was to create a schedule that really reflects your wellness regimen. So pretty much the truth about our schedules is this. Our schedules truly reflect our priorities. So if something's not on your calendar, it won't get done. That's just the truth. So it's really important that the time for you, for exercise, to go grocery shopping, to move your body, these should be on your calendar, and it should be a non-negotiable. I have a friend who's a CEO of a major financial company, and she showed me her calendar on her iPhone Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 5 a.m., in red on her iPhone. She and her husband go running in the morning here in New York, and that's just a non-negotiable for them. And she was so proud that she put it on her schedule because she knows now it's a big, bold reminder that she's going to get something done. So just look at your calendar and see where can you schedule your wellness regimen and your self-care. It'll really make a difference because then it's just out of your head. It's actually in front of you. Habit number three, this is a big one, especially for women, is to become a pro at saying no, thank you. You know, as women, we have to give up the illusion that pleasing everyone else will get us farther in our businesses. And we have to show others how to treat us. So that means setting clear boundaries and delegating non-revenue-generating tasks graciously and firmly either to a virtual assistant or to an intern. Do what is aligned with your priorities and delegate everything else. We have to be able to say no. It's so important. Otherwise, we'll get overwhelmed and resentful at the end of the day. So for habit number four is to start living in a temple by eating live, fresh, whole foods. So when we eat whole foods and organic, we feel more alive. And when we eat processed kind of dead foods, it makes us feel unproductive and sluggish. So it's important to eat a lot of greens and vegetables as much as you can. And you can certainly start your day in your breakfast by having a protein-rich breakfast that can include a protein shake, oatmeal with nuts, egg white omelets, and with some vegetables, because protein gives you brain power and sustained energy. So eat live, whole, unprocessed quality foods and reduce your processed foods. And habit number five, which is so important, especially for entrepreneurs, is to create a supportive community of like-minded people. We have to surround ourselves with peers who really support, understand, and motivate us to strive higher and to share the roller coaster highs and lows. And unfortunately, as many of us know, friends and family don't always understand what we go through as entrepreneurs. So it's really important to place attention and time to belonging to a supportive community or a few communities that will really cheer us on. So those are the five habits. Number one is create a healthy mindset. And if you need help, hire a coach. Number two is to create and schedule your wellness regimen and put it on your calendar. Number three is to become a pro at saying no, thank you. Number four is to start living in a temple by eating live, whole, fresh foods as much as possible. And habit number five is to create a supportive community of like-minded people. There you have it, Eric.
That's some good stuff. Now, what's the number one self-care ritual that every business owner should incorporate into their daily routine for greater health and business success?
Eric, that's a great question. And I can hear the blasphemy and the cries already. It's sleep. It really is. Sleep is the number one most important self-care ritual that we have. Ideally, 7 to 9 hours a night. And the time that you go to bed is just as important as the number of hours of rest that you receive. I always tell my clients that sleep is the great rejuvenator and the best equalizer. You wake up refreshed. Your food cravings are diminished for unhealthy foods. Your hormones are more in balance when you get more rest. You look better. You feel better. You just operate on a whole new level. And if you really have a hard time going to bed at a good time, start going to bed like 15 minutes before you normally do. So if you go to bed at midnight, try maybe going to bed at 12:45 and then maybe down to 11:30. And those small increments will really make a difference on how you wake up the next day. It really does. It's amazing.
I totally agree with you there. Now, how about telling our listeners where they can connect with you online and to also consider your services?
Absolutely, Eric. My website is www.sweetpathwellness.com, and it's sweet as in something sweet, SWEETPATHwellness.com.
Easy enough. And in conclusion, what's the one takeaway you'd like to leave our listeners with this morning?
Take care of your body. Nurture it. Give it some gentle, loving attention on a daily basis. And it will give you the world. Up your game when it comes to your health and make it a priority. And your life will transform.
Certainly appreciate your coming by. Rich information. We've been speaking with Priscilla Steffen. She is a certified healthy living expert who supports busy entrepreneurs in living vibrant and joyous lives by embracing a sweet path to wellness and success. And the website, once again, is sweetpathwellness.com. You can also follow her on Twitter at sweetpathgirl. Priscilla, thanks so much for joining us here today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Bye, everyone.
Have a great day, and this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio. Join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.